From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
In the meantime, we need to hit the podium. The podium is simple. Now that the Canes are the subject of it. You have a gold, a silver, and a bronze medal to give away, to award, to honor a player with, but it's just from the last week. So from Monday to Monday, right? Just the last week. And we go ahead and we divvy them up. Now, I have to be honest. Gold and silver, I think, were fairly easy. They're not easy, but they fell into place for us quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Bronze took a little bit more of a to-do.
It took a moment, but it was relatively easy to figure out after.
It's just, I feel like giving the, like, given the gold and the silver, because we go in that order. We gold, then silver, then bronze. You always feel like, okay, you don't feel like you're cutting anybody, right? Because they're still mm-hmm. a bronze. It's like, all right, this guy gets silver because you're like, so-and-so could still have bronze. When it's the bronze and everybody else you're telling is off the podium, it feels more like, oh, Jesus, so-and-so really off the podium? They actually played pretty well. So anyway, starting with bronze, Sebastian Aho gets the bronze.
Yep.
Game-winning goal, game-tying goal in a different game.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Pretty good from Sebastian Aho. And as I've said many, many times about Sebastian, in addition to those things, right, in addition to the big flashy, like obvious, oh my goodness, that's so cool, I'm going to tell people I saw that, he does a lot of the things that you don't notice very, very well also. So it's actually, you know, it's good when he scores the game-tying and the game-winning goals because it's easier to put him on the podium. But there are weeks where he'll have, like, you know, I don't know, a third of a point per game, and he still affects winning enough to, like, warrant consideration for the bronze because he does all the little things well. What do you have to add about Sebastian, Dennis?
The only thing I'd like to see him improve upon, just like all the other center icemen, can we get some better face-off play, please? Because that's actually a big part mm-hmm. of their game is puck possession, and they emphasize, Rob Brind'Amour emphasizes this so much. Winning faceoffs means you start with the puck, which means it allows them to play the way that they want to play. When you lose two-thirds of the faceoffs like they did in Game 4, which is ironically, they were better at as the game, like late in the game, they're a little bit better at it. But nonetheless, when you lose two-thirds of the faceoffs, what are you starting your shifts with? Chasing the puck, which is the last thing that the Carolina Hurricanes want to do. So I think that's one thing that I would like to see him be better at. But when it comes to the goal-scoring department, yeah, game-tying goal when you needed it, and what proved to be the game-winning goal when you needed it in Game 3. So, yeah, the guy's doing what he's supposed to do in that category.
I told you this off-air. I don't have the stats in front of me. This is an observation, mm-hmm. like you're just watching the game. They get booted from face-offs a ton. The Canes do.
It's been, yeah, for them for sure, but I've been watching other Stanley Cup playoff games, and it's like there's a lot of guys just getting kicked out of face-offs, and it's kind of hard to understand why at times.
It's confusing.
Like,
and
why it's so more often than others. I mean, I know the rules behind it, but it's like.
And obviously your win rate is less on once you're up against it, knowing if it happens again, it's the delay game. So, I don't know. Just be more within the rules. I don't know. It's a weird way to put it. Let's give a silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Jarvis. Seth, playoff Jarvis is playing great. And he's I don't know, it's Johnny on the spot a little bit. Like, how many times can the puck come to him just, like, you know, between 10 and 20 feet diagonal off the left side of the goal where he's going to put it into the upper corner near side,
mm-hmm.
like blocker side? Like, how many times is he going to be able to do that? But at the same time, he keeps doing it.
Keeps doing it.
And he executes it at a high level when he gets the opportunity. He's ready for it. I think Seth Jarvis is leveling up in a way that is very exciting for the Carolina Hurricanes, and he's 22 years old.
Four postseason games, 2 goals, 2 assists.
I had a conversation with, like, I have a friend that's a deep, deep NBA fan. They're talking about Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
And it's just
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Every single compliment, and he's, you know, just outdueling like Kevin Durant in the first round. Like, very, very good player having a moment right now in the postseason. And every single, like, sentence ended with, and he's just 22. and I was going like, oh, that's a good argument. I should use that for Seth Jarvis. It was, he's out dueling Kevin Durant, and he's doing this, and he's just 22. He's making shots. He's the focal point of a team. He's leading a team of vets, and he's just 22. He's making so-and-so, who's already an all-star, better, and he's just 22. And I started thinking, like, before this guy was even done talking, in my brain I was going, he's making Sebastian Aho, or he's making... whoever he's skating with, he's skated with a couple different lines recently, better, and he's just 22. He's scoring like a goal per game in the postseason, and he's just 22. Like, the exact same thing applied. So credit to Jarvis for being really, really good. And say it with me, and he's just 22.
He's just 22.
He's going to get better. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. Let's give a gold medal away. Freddie?
Yeah?
Freddie, I'm actually going to – we're getting ready here in 2 minutes to do our hottest takes, and we want to hear from you. We're going to open up the Heister Automotive Group hotline, 919-860-5326. That's 919-860-5326. I'm hoping we hear from Ben, who tweeted at me, because he's got a hot take that's not very pro Freddie. And I think watching the games, I very rarely felt like Freddie's leaving a lot of meat on the bone there. Seems like he's... while not perfect, and no one is, he's giving his team a chance to win the game every single time he goes out there. And as a goaltender in the playoffs, I think that's pretty much the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to shut everybody out, but you're giving your team a chance. And he's mixing in the circus saves. He's mixing in a windmill, the soccer goal diving sideways save. 919-86. He's mixing in a few of those. Did I just hear myself in my ears?
You did. That's an accident on my end.
I was giving the Heister Automotive Group hotline, it sounded like.
Exactly.
919-860-5326. Was that me interrupting me to say get on the clock, get back
so.
On schedule?
I think
all right,
so.
Fine. Past me. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. We want your hottest takes. Bring the fire, spit the flames, call them in now, 919-860-5326.
So what is Ben's take? Go ahead and read it. He said that Freddie's basically just – giving up soft goals outside of one?
Earlier today, I said that Freddie was playing well, and he's been playing well in pretty much every game. Ben responded on Twitter with, no, Freddie hasn't played well. Every goal he's let in has been softies, except the overtime winner. Coochie is better. Obviously talking about Pyotr Kochetkov.
Okay, so I don't get how, like, for example, the play that Brett Pesce got hurt on, where the power play goal that went off of Pesci's skate and went in. I'm like,
that's
is that on Freddie?
I think
that's the thing. It's just like, what do you define as soft? I mean, like, Freddie makes a good save on a power play the other day on a penalty kill for the Canes, I should say, and the puck just happens to kick directly to an Islanders player who buries it. It's like, all right, happens.
I also think you're only telling part of the story of a goaltender when you only talk about the goals they allow and you don't take about the goals that they take away. Right, the circus saves matter as well, right? The kind of, oh, you took that one away matters just as much as, oh, you let that one up.
Like game three, for example, he slides across, makes this crazy save with his glove when they're up 1-0 on Noah Dobson, and then sure enough, within like 2 minutes, not even I should say, Dmitry Orlov goes down and rips one to make it a 2-0 game. Like, if Freddie doesn't make that save, we're tied 1-1. Who knows if they win game number three? We could be 2-2 coming back here to Raleigh for all we know. So, and like, yeah.
I think Freddie's playing well. That's my point. But we asked for the hottest of takes, and that's exactly what Ben gave us. So that's the type of thing we're looking for here. We want your hottest takes on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. Call in now and give them to us, 919-860-5326. That's 919-860-5326. Looks like we have our first hot take here. Let's just hear it live on air. Barry in Smithfield is on the line. Barry, thank you very much for calling in. Spit flames for us.
Well, I hate to say this. I just hope that Canes can make it past the Islanders, but I'm not sure that he can.
You're not sure the Canes can make it past the Islanders. Give us an give us some reason.
The Rangers. I'm sorry. The Rangers. Oh. Rangers. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. That's a little less spicy, to be honest with you. I thought you took the hottest take and really ran with that.
No, they're going to win this series, but they I'm just kind of worried about them making it past the next round.
Okay.
I hope they do. I pull for them all the time.
All right. And is there a reason why, or you just think this team is a little lacking?
Well, they like you said, their 5-on-5 hadn't been really good. You know, they need to really take off. Some of their bigger stars need to start making some goals.
All right, I appreciate the hot take, Barry. Call back in anytime. Hey, the 5-on-5 is a legitimate gripe, right? When you're scoring, you know, you want your special teams to be great, but at the same time, you're going to spend a lot more time on the ice in 5-on-5, and that's a legitimate gripe. Gosh, I thought they really brought the fires. He said, I don't know if they can pass the Islanders.
Scorching, okay. All right.
All right, you're just going to call for the 4 straight wins for the Islanders.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Let's go to Vince in Raleigh. He has a hot take for us. Vince, thank you very much for calling in. What's your Fire Flames take for us?
You're welcome, gentlemen. Thanks very much for taking my call. Yeah, you guys were talking about B's for the draft for the Panthers. I'm saying C at best for just a few, obviously. First of all, can never have enough DBs in this league, and you passed up on the Dijon, but also the Kool-Aid McKinstry. Yep. They've shot at both of them. That's just egregious. I'm sorry. That's a letter grade down right there. But then there's a couple others. First of all, I think that they had a shot late at a guy like Peyton Wilson, which would, by the way, increase a lot of eyeballs on their weekend broadcast while they're rebuilding. But they opted to pass, and I would guess the reason they passed on Peyton Wilson is probably because he has a history of injuries. But then they took a guy, a running back, who just is getting over an ACL. Like, the whole thing is just, like, a mess.
I'm going to give you a little bit of context on that one. The reports are out there that Peyton Wilson, and if you listen to the show, you know I'm the biggest Peyton Wilson fan out there.
Me too.
The reports are out there that he doesn't have an ACL in one of his legs, which I don't even fully understand how that's possible. But
I don't know how it'd be kind of hard to move laterally.
But I guess there's
kind of acceleration.
There's a few historical examples. DeJuan Blair played in the NBA without ACLs. Hines Ward didn't have an ACL in one leg, so I guess it's possible. But I think that's what scared him off. Let me ask you this:
That would be scary to me. I didn't know that, and I don't think anybody really.
I don't think anybody did either.
After the draft, so I didn't know.
Let me ask you one more question: would it change your opinion on the corners if they, you know, back channel handshake with Stephon Gilmore, have him coming back?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would help a lot, but that's an if, you know.
Yep.
When you have things in your hands on draft days, not draft day anymore, when you have something in your hands or right in front of you on the table, you have to be a little bit more, you know, you have to jump on it, it seems to me. It seems to me that they missed some opportunities, and it's too bad because I thought they could have improved themselves more. Plus, I would have liked them to take McConkey rather than the receiver they got. But that's just me.
Yep.
All right,
Vince,
gentlemen, thanks
appreciate
so much.
The call.
Have a good afternoon. God
Thank bless. You very much for calling in and sharing your hot take. Dwayne and Smith Field is up next. Dwayne, it says here you have a Canes hot take, and I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, first of all, Freddie's playing amazing. I don't know what that guy's talking about.
It was a hot take.
Second
it was
of all,
a hot take.
Jack Drury.
What about Jack Drury?
Fan. Not a big fan. He's great defensively, zero offensive punch. Would actually love to see Lemieux get in there a few games and see what he can bring to the table. He's got a heck of a shot that he doesn't really take that often, but I think it could give something to the Canes to bring them over the top a little bit, and that the Canes need to stop skill matching the teams that they play as they play up to the same. It seems like when they play bottom feeder teams, they play bottom feeder hockey, and when they play great teams, they play great hockey. So they just got to get past the Islanders, and we'll see a better Canes.
All right, Dwayne, I appreciate it. I do know that Dennis is a bit of a fan of Jack Drury. Dennis,
yeah,
do you want to field this one?
I think, Dwayne, I'm going to keep you up here, Dwayne. This is where I'm actually going to disagree with you on this one, because here's something that Jack Drury provides. This is the reason why he's actually skating back at center today, is because he's like one of the few guys that's actually been consistently winning face-offs for the team. It's something that Brendan Lemieux cannot provide for this team, which they need to have, and he's a much better defensive player, which is what you need in the playoffs right now. You need someone who can be defensively responsible, and that's something that Jack Drury provides, and he gives you flexibility to play on both the power play and the penalty kill. His versatility is really what matters.
Yeah, as a coach, I'm just not loving Jack Drury. Not loving him.
All right, okay. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the hot take.
All right.
I appreciate the opportunity you gave me to turn Dennis loose on that one. And as soon as he brought up Jack Drury, I was like, oh, here it goes. This is going to be a good time.
And there's a reason why that Kokiniemi's got moved to the wing now, and that
Kuzi's
Jack Drury's back at center.
Yep.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.